time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Mining Stock Daily. I'm Kylie Williams. Today is Wednesday, April 24th. Yesterday, gold continued selling off from Monday's bloodbath, dropping to $2,305 into the London morning fix. But shortly after the fix, the yellow dog started moving higher into and throughout the COMEX hours, nearly clawing back the cliff dive in price that occurred late Monday evening. Gold settled in the afternoon at $2,335 on a June contract basis. Silver's price journey was similar to gold's, with a sell-off down to $26.70 May basis, followed by a rally in which silver clawed back all of its late Monday cliff dive. Silver actually closed up 10 cents to $27.34. The mining stocks turned in a surprisingly strong performance given the price action in the metals. GDX gained 1.6% and the ARCA Gold Bugs Index rose 1.76%. The silver producers were particularly energized yesterday. The Mining Stock Journal expects further price pressure on gold and silver, but added that the strong demand in the physical market should help counteract the games being played by the banks in the paper market. We will get to the news from the miners and explorers in a moment, but first, a word from today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Fireweed Metals. Fireweed Metals is advancing three different projects within the Yukon and Northwest Territories, including the flagship McMillan Pass Project, a large silver-lead-zinc deposit, and the Mactung Project, one of the largest and highest-grade tungsten deposits in the world. Fireweed plans to advance these projects through exploration, resource definition, metallurgy, engineering, economic studies, and collaboration with Indigenous people on the path to production. For more information, please visit fireweedmetals.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. Corex Copper announced the fifth assay results from its current drill program at its Habib Copper Project in southern Namibia. The company's latest four drill holes continue to confirm that the deposit can deliver high grades over substantial widths within the known historical resource. All drill intercepts reported today included multiple greater than 2 meter samples with more than 1% copper equivalent, with one interval returning 3.95% copper equivalent, the highest in the history of the project. Corex trade on the TSXV as KRY. Over in Quebec, Amex Exploration announced that after continuing to advance its geological understanding on the Perron project, further drilling identified similarities between the Team Zone, 210 and E3 gold zones, therefore making it logical to combine the three. The larger consolidated Team Zone now covers a strike length of approximately 1.4 kilometres and remains open to the northwest, southeast and at depth. The decision is geologically driven, as all three zones display remarkably similar in their lithologies, structures and mineralisation style. The company is also pleased to announce further drill results from these zones. Highlights from the 210 gold zone, which will now form part of the Team Zone, include hole PE22586, which returned 11.5 metres of 4.57 grams per tonne gold, including 3 metres of 10.72 grams per tonne gold at a vertical depth of about 115 metres in the 210 gold zone. With up to 14 known zones across the Perron property, this decision will improve simplicity and will save time in the ongoing modelling process and drill data compilation. AMEX trade. On the TSXV as AMX, on the FSE as MX0, and on the OTCQX as AMXEF. Keeping in Eastern Canada, Red Pine Exploration announced assay results from 7 drill holes representing 2,538 metres of diamond drilling from the 23-24 resource expansion program at the Wawa Gold Project. Since the resource expansion drilling program back in 2021, Red Pine has now drilled approximately 66,100 metres of the targeted program of up to 70,000 metres. Of these holes, approximately 57,000 metres have now been reported. Today's drilling results from the Jubilee Shear System include 5.34 grams per tonne gold over 13.39 metres, including 16.5 grams per tonne gold over 0.97 metres and 13.62 grams per tonne gold over 2.13 metres in hole SD24490. And in hole SD24493, 2.16 grams per tonne gold over 31.89 metres, including 6.54 grams per tonne gold over 3.39 metres in that hole. Red Pine trade on the TSXV as RPX and on the OTCQB as RDEXF. And heading down to Chile, Golden Arrow Resources reports that it is now drilling the first hole of an approximately 10,000 metre drilling diamond drilling campaign at the San Pietro Iron Copper Gold Cobalt Project. The goal of the 2024 campaign is to provide additional drill data to facilitate the first mineral resource estimate for the project. The focus of the program will be the Advanced Rhine Cones target, where the 2023 drill program hit significant new intercepts that extended the mineralized zone, including 64.2 meters averaging 0.86% copper, 0.2% grams per ton gold, 196 grams per ton cobalt, and 26.9% iron, starting at 42.8 meters depth in hole SPDDH12. The first several holes in this campaign will complete a grid pattern to verify the spacing sufficient for classifying resources, as suggested by the modelling work completed to date. This will be followed by additional infill holes as required based on continued modelling. Following the infill holes at Rhine Cones, up to 3,000 metres of drilling will be used to test for new mineralisation at other high-potential target areas throughout the project. Golden Arrow trade on the TSXV as GRG, on the FSE as G6A, and on the OTCQB as GARWF. And to finish up this morning's morning briefing, we have some uranium news from Saskatchewan. COSA Resources announced the completion of the 2024 winter diamond drilling program at its 100% owned Ursa Uranium Project in the Athabasca Basin. Three holes were drilled, totaling 3,438 metres, completed at the Kodiak target area. Drill hole UR2403 intersected structures, hydrothermal alteration, and minor sulfide mineralization in the Athabasca sandstone several hundred metres above the unconformity, and high-strain ductile basement fabrics with late brittle overprint were identified. Sufficient supplies and equipment have been mobilized to conduct an expanded summer program. COSA trade on the TSXV as COSA, on the OTCQB as COSAF, and on the FSE as SSKU. And that's it for this morning. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.